Jerry Bader Show 1044. We are awaiting a statement by President Obama. I see that, Jason. By President Obama, that apparently he is going to propose some type of administrative remedy. Fox News suggested at the top of the hour that could be in the form of allowing people to apply or re-get, I don't know how that would work, policies on the private market that are considered substandard by Obamacare standards through 2014, which of course would cover Democrats' butts through the midterm elections. This is a preemptive strike of some type, if they have it right. If not, it's a preemptive strike of some type on the part of the president because Democrats gave him until tomorrow. If he didn't come up with something, they're going to vote for Michigan Congressman Fred Upton's proposal in the House to allow people to keep it. Now, in the Senate, there's all of the attention has been around Democrat Mary Landrieu's proposal. As you know, Ron Johnson first proposed, if you like it, you can keep it. Just the president's exact words. Mary Landrieu then proposed one that I think it was done just, it doesn't have as much teeth as Ron's, but that way they could say they voted for it. But Harry Reid won't bring even that. This is the president trying to throw into complete turmoil any legislative action on this. Side by side, though, because we've talked a lot about it. So Ron Johnson introduced a bill that would allow people in the private markets to keep their insurance. Mary Landrieu, a Democrat, also introduced one. What do they look like? Here's Ron's. Replaces the existing language of Section 1251 of PPACA with language to extend grandfathered status to any health plan in effect from the date of enactment of PPACA through December 31st, 2013. Removes the following requirements that grandfathered plans had to meet under the original legislation. In other words, the things that make it okay for to meet Obamacare muster. Medical loss ratio requirement, where X number of premium, you know, the percentage. Waiting period for coverage. Lifetime limits for benefits. Rescissions. Extension of dependent coverage. Standardized insurance documents. Those requirements would all be gone. Provisions left in place. Permits family members to enroll in grandfather plans as well as new employees if their company offers a grandfather plan. Does not disrupt plans that are in effect as a result of a collective bargaining agreement. Landrieu's bill exempts plans in effect at the end of 2013 from insurance reform requirements from original grandfather language. Applies to individual market only. Individual may keep plan unless insurer stops selling insurance. A de facto requirement for an insurer to continue to offer a plan. Requires insurers to spell out how plans that they offer under the new grandfathered statute do not comply with ACA, but that they are a choice. Requires cancellation notices of plans to include a reason for cancellation, including any reference to the ACA if applicable. Now, yeah, a listener just said, explain how the president has the authority to take such action that he's apparently going to take. He doesn't. And this is what Republicans have to hit very hard on. He has to be taken to task for doing something the Constitution doesn't allow, unilaterally changing what he says was a legally passed, legitimate law. Well, then how can he just tinker with it? By the way, this thing was set for 10:35, then apparently 10:45. It's now 10:48. This White House is just amazing. It is just amazing how, and you know it's going to be a while because you still have reporters in front of the presidential podium there doing their reports, standing up, you know, on their respective networks. So nothing's going to happen anytime soon. I'm guessing that it won't happen before 11 o'clock. That's going to be my guess. He'll probably wait now until Rush Limbaugh show starts. How much you want to bet, Jason, it starts at 11:06 our time? You think he would do that? This is, okay, so he sets it for 10:35. And by the way, it was mid-morning when that happened. You know what? The way he handles these news conferences is exactly how Obamacare was rolled out. These fits and starts. Well, now wait, John, and by the way, and Jason asked, why did John Boehner go before President Obama? That is an interesting question. Rather than react to what the president said, Boehner held a news conference in advance of the president's statement. Well, you know, that's the first thing that tells you, Jason. He knew it wasn't going to go on time. He knew everybody was watching, and he knew that the president wasn't going to go on time. So he held a news conference at the exact time that we were initially told the president was going to make his statement, 10:35 Central. It's now 10:50 Central. There is still no evidence at all that the president is going to show up anytime soon. By the way, we mentioned earlier, Scott Walker is to make a statement at 1:30 here in Wisconsin on the impacts here in Wisconsin of the challenges, as his office put it, of Obamacare. So a pivotal day here in terms of the president. He's got Democrats. He's got Dianne Feinstein bolting. He understands finally how bad this is for him. And he's now trying to see if he can turn it around. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. In the time that we have, we haven't done any of the sound that I prepared. I don't even remember what the heck the first piece is about now. What was it? Yeah. That we're not gonna. We'll try to get to that tomorrow. I tried to bring you something yesterday, but as I tried to bring it to you, I couldn't find the video anywhere. It was the video of Good Morning America's interview with the woman who was the face of Obamacare, the pretty young lady on the website. I went to find it yesterday, and suddenly the video's gone everywhere. It's back. So here is Good Morning America's interview from a couple of days ago from the woman who on the website was the face of Obamacare.
Another side of the Obamacare rollout, and the woman who became the face of the website fiasco plastered on the homepage of healthcare.gov. The source of anger for so many, and ABC's Amy Robach spoke to her in an ABC News exclusive. Great to see you, Amy.
Thank you so much. Good morning, Robin. And her picture may be gone now from the website, but the woman who actually has a name, Adriana, says she is not completely over the sting of what she calls bullying.
It's the face that launched a frenzied hunt.
That smiling lady.
Have you seen the mystery girl?
As frustrations with the glitch-plagued Obamacare website mounted, people turned their attention to the mystery woman on the homepage. And until now, her identity remained a secret.
Why do you want to speak out now?
Because, I deserve a chance to tell people who I am and not just let everybody else say whatever they want.
So who is the woman who was the face of the Obamacare website?
I'm a mother and I'm a wife, and I'm not a professional model.
Adriana, who asked that we not use her last name, is from Colombia and not a U.S. citizen, though she is eligible to apply for health care under her permanent residency status. And while she says the picture was supposed to be a typical stock photo, she says she never anticipated it would quickly become a laughing stock.
We signed the release that said it was possibly going to be used for material for promoting the healthcare. We just didn't know that it was going to have a negative impact.
You've been dubbed Glitch Girl, the most despised face on the planet. Mm-hmm. Did you ever anticipate this type of publicity, scrutiny?
No.
Adding insult to injury, Adriana says she wasn't paid for the photo.
Have you ever experienced anything like this before in your life?
Well, this is actually a reason why I wanted to be here, because as a kid, I never went through that. But now I am, it's some sort of bullying.
It is bullying.
But at the same time, I thought I had to do this for my child. I'm here to stand up for myself and defend myself.
Good for her. Her photo was taken down from the website 2 weeks ago, and Adriana says she is now able to find some humor in the face of all of that negativity. And when we asked the administration for a response to the website's new look, they say they always wanted to make changes to the homepage, calling it a dynamic website. But she certainly took the fall, unfairly so.
That's right.
She did take the fall, and people are strange that way. Do you know why? Do you know why that poor woman, and look, for all I know, she's a flaming liberal. I don't care. She does not deserve the wrath of the American public about Obamacare. And people who sent her emails or said vicious things about her online or other things or threatened her, and she was threatened, is nuts. It's insane. But we do that with a human face. But that's why she was put there in the first place, to personify Obamacare. Well, she sure did. Not in the way that they imagined at all. But for people to treat her the way they've been treating her, it's like when Aaron Rodgers was vilified by Packer fans when Brett Favre came here. Why pick on it had nothing to do with that dispute other than he was the next guy up. And the fact that the Packers thought that he was ready to be a great quarterback, and they were right. She's not even a professional model. Listening to that story, I'm not exactly sure how she was picked. She claims she wasn't paid a dime. That doesn't surprise me at all. And they say that, well, it's not because she wanted it to come down. We were going to change it anyway. The poor woman had become pariah. Because she was a face that they attached to it. Now, of course, they wouldn't put President Obama's face on there. Then they just realized, well, we can't make any poor human be attached to this. Clearly, the president is not going to speak before 11 o'clock. It's 10:56 Central. He was supposed to speak at 10:35 Central, then 10:45 Central. Fox News, at the top of the last hour, this hour actually, did report that it appears that the president is going to somehow allow people to keep policies through 2014. This is going to be another illegal, extra-constitutional, unilateral changing of Obamacare. And now it's time for Republicans, because they have allowed him to do these things and allow him to do these things, particularly not just with Obamacare, but with other things. But now with Obamacare, they're going to have to say, no, it doesn't work that way. All you did to that law is sign it. It was passed in the House. It was passed in the Senate. It needs to be changed in the House and changed in the Senate. But I want to say again something I said earlier in the show. What all this is emblematic of is not just the unpopularity of Obamacare, but that lie. Democrats need to distance themselves from that lie. That lie could have been about anything, but the magnitude of that lie has exposed President Obama for what he is. Democrats now realize that, and they need to distance themselves. They distance themselves from him by distancing themselves from the thing about which he lied, which is Obamacare. That's what's going on here. Make no mistake about that at all. So he felt he had to do something. We now are going to have to wait to find out what it is, because this show is over. And he has not yet spoken. We'll see if Rush carries it. I would think that he would. And make his comments as well. By the way, tomorrow, Ron Johnson joining us at 9:36. I also want to talk about the notion Republicans should now put forth a comprehensive plan. All of that reaction to whatever the president's about to say. 10:58, 8 minutes to Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
The Jerry Bader Show.